Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Tuesday, January 4th, 2022. I am Atula Gibson. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market today, 200,000 units of the Government of St. Lucia's 6-year U.S. dollar bond, trading symbol FLG061227, crossed the market. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $11.45. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8.88. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 17 securities, of which 5 advanced, 5 declined, and 7 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index advanced by 2.71 points to close at 2,062.04. The Composite Index advanced by 0.98 points to close at 1,485.29. The Cross-Listed Index declined by 0.12 points to close at 121.67. The SME Index remained at 42.83. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 120,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $4 million. Guardian Holdings Limited was the volume leader with 55,000 shares changing hands for the value of $1.7 million, followed by NCB Financial Group Limited with a volume of 36,000 shares being traded for $294,000. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, in Friday's trading session, the following reflects the movement of the JSE indices. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 51 stocks, of which 20 advanced, 24 declined, and 7 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 49 million units, valued at over $1 billion. Wigton Wind Farm Limited Ordinary Shares was the volume leader with 16.9 million units, followed by Carreras Limited with 5.9 million units, and Sagicor Group Jamaica Limited with 4.2 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, zero securities traded on Monday, January 3rd, 2022. For RCI's Business Report, I am Tova Gibson.